Love Osho podcast brings you the real stories of the people whose lives have been inspired and transformed by Osho. We explore why thousands of people are falling in love with Osho and where to find them. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Love Osho podcast. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Swami Anand Anadi. Anadi was born in Osho's hometown in the same street where he grew up within Osho's vibration. In 1981, at the age of 18, Anadi was initiated into sannyas. Since 1999, Anadi is traveling across the world to facilitate and share Osho meditations. In India, Anadi organizes the Osho Golden Childhood Tour, traveling to places where Osho spent his early life till the age of 40. Anadi knows the area intimately and introduces fellow travelers to rare places and friends who were part of Osho's early journey. Hello, Anadi. Welcome to the Love Osho podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to connect with you. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation for this interview. And I'm so looking forward to chatting with you. You have an incredible story to tell, starting with the fact that you were born in Gadarwara, that is Osho's very hometown. So I want to hear all about that. And I think it's great to start from there. Tell us a little bit about how was Gadarwara at the time when you grew up.
It was still a town, and still in India, the population growing so much. So still it is a town, but it have become at least, when I grown up and now, it is like 5 times bigger. If I go there, I could not really recognize this town I have grown up. It's so crowded. And about the Osho's time, it is a very special town in many aspects. And also was there, the town's population was not more than 20,000. And right now it is 200,000, the population, 10 times more. The other way, it is a very special, that this town is a very old town. It have, when Osho was there already, that time it have a 100-year-old city hall. So you can imagine it's a really old town. And one more thing also had talked about, if you see the glimpses of Golden Childhood book here, it is mentioned there, the Gadarwara, the literal meaning is the village of the shepherd. And also have talked in glimpses of Golden Childhood that after the crucifixion, when Jesus left Jerusalem and he keep on traveling to the east, and he ended in this town and he lived with his 25 people and sheaves. That's why it's called village of shepherd. Gadarwara means the village of shepherd.
So you are suggesting that Jesus was there, passed through.
I hear from Osho. He said when I saw one, he find a stone there that Jesus also had been there. He said, my hair is strength to feel that once he had walked in the stone. And then he went where the Jesus grave is in Kashmir, Pahalgam. And he said, they have incredibly similar way they are made the basic frame of the village that time. So that's what I heard. And it have a beautiful small river flowing that also have spent most of his time near the river. As soon he arrived at the age of 9 from his maternal parents' house, grandparents' house, he started living in Gadarwara. He lived from age of 9 to age of 19, around 10 years he lived there, 10, 11 years. And he spent most of his time next to the river. He used to go 3-4 in the morning and come back 8-9 in the. So 5-6 hours he was near the river. And that have been also, I came to know by my father, because he used to accompany sometimes him to go to river, that he's spending a lot of time on the river.
Okay, so basically Osho was born in a different town with the grandparents, and then he moved when he was kind of 9-10 years old to Gadarwara, where his parents were from, and then he lived there for 10 years, right? That's correct?
Osho was born in Kuchwara. That is not far from Gadarwara. It's like 50 kilometers away. Other side, the biggest river of the states, Narmada. There was the town. But when his maternal grandfather died, and actually he died on the way to coming Gadarwara because he was sick and they bring him to hospital. That was the only hospital. He died. And then we never went back. So he lived with his parents there until the 19th. And then he moved to Jabalpur and became enlightened at the age of 21.
Yes, then he went to study at the university and became a professor. So let's talk about the river, because obviously I've read Osho's experts of the book, and he really mentioned many times that he used to love spending time by the river and jumping into the rivers and actually being very bold and courageous as a child. Sometimes he would jump in during monsoon time with the current of the river being very strong and risking basically risking his life. He said that he even played going into the whirlpools of the river to see where it would take him. So yeah, maybe tell us what he was doing for hours and hours by the river.
He was going the whole year in the river, but especially, and he was spending, as he said, he was just there being with one with the river. He'd go there, sit, lie down, float in the river, go other side swimming, lie down in the sand. When he come back and his mother was asking what you do, and he said, well, I was just being there. So what happened in a moment, that's all. He was not doing, in fact, anything. But her mother said, you said, well, you're not doing anything and you are 6 hours there, what you do? So his grandmother also in the evening, as soon he come back from the school, he run to river. He's spending time there. So he's most of the time actually in the town, beside he doing so many notorious things, is gone with the river. And I even did not know that all this story, because even I became sannyasin when I was 80. But from the age of 14, I used to go to river in that point where he used to spend his time. And I sit down, I take off my cloth in sun in winter, and then I sit down there just sunbathing, and I spend hour doing nothing, just sitting alone there, and I come back very light. Then later I came to know it was really the energy field is very vibrant and alive in that area. So not knowingly that the meditation happening to me. I came to know later this is a meditation, but the day I don't go, I feel something is missing. Something is too many cloud in the head. So it was my regular practice too to go river.
Yeah. Wonderful. Following the footstep of the master. And I think also this idea of spending time by the river is very symbolic, because the river could represent the thoughts that keep flowing, flowing, flowing. And the person standing on top of the rock looking at the river is the watcher, the meditator that sees everything passing.
But let's say this is a very spiritual aspect you are talking, but I tell you this river, in 1963, I was born, and after 70, I have a memory. In winter, in the rainy season, this river become like 1 kilometer, more than a kilometer, even 1.5 kilometer wide. And it's so strong current, you can't see other side. Because of the current, in the middle part of the river, where current going, it become high. Because the water is so strong. To jump in this river, and especially from railway bridge, I never had seen anybody could do that. Even to look at the river, you see that if you're standing on the bridge, it looks like your bridge is running opposite direction because the current is so strong. And he was jumping regularly on that river it's really, to me, it's like he was knocking on the door of the death constantly. It's not, even daredevil is too small to jump in that river during monsoon time, July, August. Lately now, not so much rain, but those years, half of the town goes inside the river. They have to empty thousands of houses, I have seen, because the river is taking over the half of the town. So it is really, and he was jumping that time is something.
Absolutely. And I've seen pictures of the bridge. Obviously, I haven't seen the bridge live, but it looks very high.
Very high bridge. Even I took in the Oso tour, and some people, they could not walk. I said, but you have come to Oso tour and you have to walk. Although she write a good book about tour, but one Dutch woman, and I took her with the hand to the point where Oso used to jump.
So in your view, I think you mentioned it already, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more. What was the point of Osho's jumping from, as a child, from such height into the flowing river during monsoon? So you have the risk-taking of jumping from such a height and then the risk of drowning because of the current is so strong and Osho is just a child.
I think he was searching in all possible dimension, the meditation. All possible dimension he was looking for beyond. And he mentioned this thing that when we jump with such a height, a vacuum happens. A gap happens between the body and you. That the body is going with such a speed. Then second thing, that to cross this river, to swim in this river, it is almost impossible because it's coming from two river meeting in Gadarwara, and they both coming from the mountain. There enormous rain going constantly. So he mentioned in this book also that when he was, many times he mentioned, when he was swimming, he's completely finished. There was nothing remain. Then he sees sometimes the gap happens, that he's floating above the water in some other body, and then he see his body is keep on swimming towards the soul. So he have a very deep experience of the meditation, and that's what I think he enjoying the most. Because it's impossible to cross this river at that to a child of 12 years age, but 12 or 14, so it's...
So Osho, from very young age, he was already really seeking to have these experiences very deep with meditation. I mean, it's not normal for a child of 10, 12 years of age to experiment with near death and, you know, jumping and going close to death, essentially.
It's not only his body was young, but his consciousness, his being was very mature and strong. So the strength was always there, I think, according to me. And again, I see this book of the Glimpses of Golden Childhood, that the president of the town, the mayor of the town, stand up from his seat as he entered the door. And he said, why you stand up? I am a child. And the mayor said, well, I felt like I stand up for you. I don't know why. He said, I'm just a child of 9 years age. Why are you standing up for me? So it's his being, his presence. He was a form of child, but he was he. His soul was mature.
Yes, yes. And then just now, what comes to mind is that he spent so many years by the river. And as far as I understand, he hardly went to school. So you could almost say that he was, you know, illiterate at that time. But then Osho became one of the most intelligent and fine intellectual, brilliant mind and geniuses you can find on planet Earth ever in the history of mankind. You know, he read 150,000 books. His talks are just out of this world. His intelligence is incredible. So, you know, many people say, oh, you have to study since you are a child and be academic. But Osho spent so much time just in nature by the river And then he developed this incredible gift in his mind as well.
You have to see that the person like him, how he uses his time. I have been, because the Gardavara have a library. And even in my time, when I was there, I left my town in 91 forever. 92, I think I left my town. And before it was 40,000 books. Half of the books donated by Osho to the library. And the books that was before there, almost all the English books had his signature. So he have read all the books that was in library in between the age of 9 to the age of 19. On top of that, he have his own library already getting collected. So he read a lot. So he have a very deep longing inside to know everything. You know, it's not... I have seen the signature on the books, everything. I was for a couple of years librarian in that book, library, because I was reading a lot. And when they're searching for somebody to have the librarian, they asked me, because librarian, that I'm not able to work now. Can you say somebody to suggest somebody to work here? I say, I have time, I can work in library. So a couple of years I was working and I have seen all the books. The big cupboards full of his signature, even the date he bought the books, enormous amount of books he was reading. Intelligence was always there. I do remember one thing, that my father was 4 or 5 years older. And one time after my sannyas, I was very angry one day, yelling and screaming in the house. And my father said, your master was as peaceful as Himalaya, and you are making noise like a dirty gutter. What is that? I was angry, and I was already a sannyasin, so it's really, he was recognized as a very silent, cool man, even at the age of 17, 18. Intelligent, silence, all the qualities was there. Even I remember once my mother told me, and he have an immense influence in the whole area. I tell you, the people, the way they speak, I see my uncle and father, the way they move their hands, they were very deeply influenced by it. This is such a person, when it happens, it influenced the whole air of the, not only town, I think district and even bigger area. So it's...
Okay, so thanks for clarifying the fact that I didn't appreciate that actually Osho started reading a lot of books also when he was 9, 10, etc.
Very young.
Okay, that's good. And then maybe what comes to mind is that I'm trying to picture Osho at that age, because all I can see is videos and pictures, especially the last years. After America, his outlook completely changed. And then, of course, the more people came to Osho, the more removed he was from having personal contacts. So I'm always fascinated to hear the story of Puna One, of the people who came to him very early. But in your case, you can tell, you know, from your parents and other people in the town. So you said that Osho was very well respected, was already very intelligent, very influential. And he was silent. So, yeah, maybe tell us a bit about, you know, was he very energetic?
Not in the sense of silence. The silence was around in his ear. It does not mean he was not speaking. He was speaking well, but around the aura was of the silence. That different. Don't take it literally, he was a silent man. He was a very notorious man. Very outspoken, very rebellious. But around his ear, people just get stoned. Their mouth could not open. That was his aura around, his energy field. That's what my father meant.
I see. Now, I can imagine that, because that's is the experience of all the people who came to him even as an adult, and they just were drawn to this man, and there was some kind of very powerful aura, and that's why thousands and thousands of people came to Osho and never left.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much. It's fascinating to discuss this period of time and having a bit of an image of Osho during his childhood and teenage years. So then let's talk a little bit more about you. How did you take sannyas?
That happened in a very strange way, because I was, I think, the age of 18. And as you could say, angry young man, a lot of anger was there. And one morning, just I bubble up my anger in the house, and I throw a few things and say something. And anger was so much, I walked out from the house. And I arrived to the square, and one of my old friends, who became sannyasi, wearing orange cloth and mala, is standing in a shop, breakfast shop, eating some sweet and some salties, enjoying his breakfast. And I look at him and I start abusing him and provoking him to get angry. But instead, and I throw all his anger on him, saying things about him and Osho and everything, but he keep on laughing. More I get angry and more he laughs. All my anger finishes in one point. And I say, what do you do? He said, I meditate. Where you meditate? He said, I go every evening to the center. I said, okay, then I will come tomorrow evening to the center. You come to come out when I go there and pick me and take it. And I said, where is center? He said, Osho's uncle's house. And I went there, and he came out and picked me, and we went there. It's a big cloth shop. And first time I hear Osho's audio discourse, and it was finished. I was gone. I can't feel my body. I can't feel just the silence, a voice coming from far off. That was my first connection with Osho.
Wonderful. So basically you had a lot of anger. So that was the trigger, that you realized that you were angry and you thought, okay, maybe if I meditate, I can change that. So
It is a very different, the mind of the Indians, and because I'm living in Europe now almost 10 years, and I've been 20 years visiting Europe giving meditation. It's a very different mind. I did not have any idea to change anything. Just the anger is, I was having myself while a big fire and anger, but just listening also, I disappear that evening. And I could not feel my body. I could not feel. So that the question was not for me to change my anger on anything. Just I drown in his books. There were 200 books in the City Hall the town library. I read a day and night, start reading. Every evening I wait to go to center and listen 45 minute discourse of Osho, Hindi discourse. And that was like for me in the first month, like I wait 23 hours to go back to center and meditate, sitting there and listening. I did not think in terms of to change or to anger, these little things. I was simply drawn into his world. And then a year later, I was very much, I went a few months later, there was a meditation camp next town. And there I did the first meditation camp, and then I met their sannyasin. And it was so beautiful to meet sannyasin in an orange cloth, 300 people, and meditate there. That all that he, I wanted to take sannyas and become one of the sannyasins. But it happens, fortunately, after I also left to America in May, and I arrived Pune in July 1981. That's where I took sannyas.
Ah, okay. So you took sannyas when Osho was already in Oregon.
Yes. But I understood your question indirectly if I have met Osho. When I was 5 years old, Osho visited last time to the town with the Bollywood film musician and actors to be programmed. And all the houses, we're sitting in the first floor in balcony, and we have given the flowers, and we are putting flower, and we pass by the open Jeep. That I have a very slight memory. I was 4 or 5 years old when I saw also first time.
Well, thanks for adding this detail. Very interesting. So you took Sannyasa Osho was in the USA. So tell us, when was the first time you saw Osho in person after taking sannyasa as an adult?
It was 1987, July, in Pune. But when I went first time to take sannyas in 1981, and I saw the Pune ashram, it was already also left. It was still so beautiful, touching to me, that all I wanted to do and leave my town and go and live there. But I was a student, I have to finish study and some family things. My father was getting sick. So it took me 12 years to get there. Also already left the body in 90. I arrived there in 93, February. And from there, it's life became different. And it was very, when also left the body in 90, that was a very shocking experience for me. I felt like now I left alone. And when I rushed to Pune, and also third day I arrived, also left the body, but everything feels very beautiful there. I came back doing my business, running and things. But then I thought, okay, I missed also was there 87 to 93, 40 years. And I went a few times, but I come back because of this mind and ideas. So what I do now to meditate and also left the body, when I come back, I start doing dynamic every day alone for a year. And from that point, my life changes. I jump in unknown, sold my business and house, and I moved to Pune. So until 12 years, I could not make much because I could not continue. I did not do continuous meditation. But doing dynamic and listening, I was listening a lot, but that part was missing to do dynamic meditation. After that, it started getting more different.
Yes, dynamic meditation is so powerful, so transformative, and so many people's lives has completely changed after doing dynamic for a certain period of time. So let's come closer to your current days. I know that in 2012, I think at some point, or maybe even before, you started organizing the Osho Golden Childhood Tour. So basically what you do, you take people around the places where Osho spent his early life up to the age of 40. It's a beautiful project. It's really interesting, fascinating. So let's start from the beginning. How did you come up with the idea, and how did you get started?
Basically, I was in 2012, I was in Mallorca, and I was staying in a very high building in Cala Mayor with the sea view for 6 months in a studio apartment. And one day, Osho's Rolls-Royce carriage in charge, and Osho's often driving person, Swami, always came. He's living in Mallorca too. And he was organizing some tours in India and different places to Himalaya, Rajasthan, and here and there. But some of sannyasin asking him for the Osho tour. So he came to my apartment where I'm living with his girlfriend, Varsha. And he asked if I could, we could organize the Osho Golden Childhood Tour. I says, no problem. Even I could organize this tour sitting here by the phone call. All the places can be booked, you know, the whole area and everything. Even I don't need to go there. But he said, no, you come. So we sat down and we make the plan. And first two years I did with him, with Avesh. So we were 3 years organizing together. Then after the withdrawal, and I continues.
Wonderful. So I mean, it's a very beautiful adventure and project you're doing. All the details of the programs are on the website, so I guess there's no need to go into the details of what happens, but perhaps what's, and I will link your website with all the descriptions and the places and the program into the show notes of this episode, so anyone can get an idea of what happens during your adventures trip there. But perhaps let's talk about what people take away from this tour. What are they, what do they experience? What's the feedback? What do people say after the tour?
I would say this also tour, actually, what they experience, it is really Osho tour. I'm just the organizer, but it's really people have experience that they are not traveling somebody, but they are traveling with Osho. They feel in a completely a different energy, a completely a different space. They have traveled, many of them have traveled many times to India, but they said it's, they never experienced such, many have lived there. And I can feel that the moment the tour start, another energy take over. And every time this tour is a very different, it is not the same. A new group, new people, and then years after they keep on sending the feedback that they carry in memory. Many of them have become the changing, transforming point, because this is 21 days, between 15 to 21 days according to the time that I realize. It's a very intense traveling out and in. So it's not only the traveling outside, it's also traveling in. All the people, they said it's a very intense, they felt very strong also energy, and it's not just a travel, but it's traveling in at the simultaneous.
Wonderful. And I'm sure there are opportunities to sit and meditate and spend time exactly in the spots where Osho used to meditate and spend time.
Of course, that's the main thing. We go all the spots. But the meditation goes simultaneous all the time, I think. It's a very strong energy that is moving. Of course, we meditate, and most of the places there are the centers. So I suggest people to take. And we started from Pune, 3 days in Pune. Osho Resort, Pune, 3 days. All the people, when they land in Bombay, come there to meditate. And from there, we start to go to Taj Mahal to see that, also have talked a lot. Then we go Khajuraho Tantra Temple. From there we go also, also talk about Sagar a lot, that he was there, a postgraduate student. And when many out-of-body experience happens to him, that point. From there we go his birthplace, Kuchwara. From there we go to Gadrawara, his hometown where I grew up. And from there, we go to Jabalpur, where he became enlightened. And there with the tour ends, with the marble rocks visiting and the Black Rock Ashram that also have started. That is basically first ashram, even before Pune. Because this ashram also had given name when he was living in Bombay, in Woodland. Swami Anand Vijay went there, and it is a very strange story I hear last year from Anand Vijay. That he was with orange robe and mala passing to a shop, and the guy said to him, which ashram you belong to? And so he went to Osho, and Osho said to Osho, which ashram? The guy was asking me which ashram I belong to, because he see me in a sannyasin dress, monk dress. Osho said, okay, so you go and start ashram and I will find you the place. And he gave the name in the paper, Osho Amrit Dham Ashram, Jabalpur. And so this ashram had been started in Jabalpur, where we end the tour, even before Pune. This is the first ashram in Osho's.
Really amazing, really amazing. It's so inviting. I can't describe, you know, I'm really feeling like I want to be there now.
And you are welcome.
Yeah, I guess now with this kind of pandemic, it's all on hold. But normally,
yeah, it's not. But it's, this is the first year we don't can't do this. But when it is over, you are welcome.
Yes, and normally, at what time of the year do you organize? Is it once a year, twice a year?
No, once a year. Once a year around January. 19 January is my approximate time to start the tour. And first week of January finish, so like 2 weeks to 3 weeks, depending on the people's vacations.
And you chose the time because coincides with Osho's departure from the body, or is because of the climate? Is the
climate also, and departure from the body, and that is a good time to travel in India. It's not too hot, because after February is already start getting warmer for the Western people. So January is a good time to be in India, I think, December, January. January is...
Yes, yes. Great. Well, so it's so fascinating. And during the tour, do you have an opportunity also to meet some of the people who knew Osho when he was a child or a teenager? Are there still alive people who can tell stories that you can ask questions about Osho's in those days?
Well, this is the main purpose of the tour, to go all the places and meet the people who have been with Osho. By and by, in the last 7 years, I always, when I go in hometown, I go to the closest friend of Osho to take the whole, all the people. They can ask questions, sit with them. But by and by, they are departing. This year, in 1st January, one of the last friend depart the body, 1st January 2021. And 4 years before, one another sannyasin, we were visiting him, and he was all the time, Bhadravara, every day with us, with the tour. He left the body, and he waited, actually, that the moment also to arrive in the evening, and next morning he departed the body. So we celebrated his last celebration, goodbye, celebration with it. His cremation, we were present there with the whole tour. And we go all the possible people who have been with Osho. We see, visit Osho's sister in Jabalpur every time, youngest sister of Osho. People meet, and then they ask questions, and she share her experience being a youngest sister of Osho. The Swami from Jabalpur Ashram, who started in 1972 or 3, that ashram, he shared his experience. That is the purpose, to come very close to the people and places and the energy field and whatever is there. It is purely Osho tour. Lately, I said to people, unless you are not deep in love with Osho, this tour is not for you. Very clear when people want to assign for the tour, I say, first you think about it, is a Osho tour. I have done a couple of times, the people, they think it's a great tour, let's go, but they have nothing to do, so they are just a disturbance. So it is very important to be in the tour. I ask people if they have sannyasin, or they have meditated, or if they have read the books, what is their connection with Osho? Otherwise, no point to take those people in it.
Interesting point. So it's a quality of the energy of the group that are there because they are connected with Osho, and it's more from the heart rather than some intellectual curiosities or people doing kind of research and study. It's really an experience.
It's a quality of receptive heart of the people I'm seeking. The energy is certainly also is there. I don't feel Osho have left us. I feel it's fully with us, working very strong. This is my experience with Osho. I'm constantly leading meditation camp, and I always feel all the time with me. So I don't feel close to us when I'm doing this work, when I'm leading to giving meditation, weekends, meditation camp. So this is just a receptive heart, and then his energy is like a big power. These all said that it's traveling this also too, like we are traveling within a bubble of energy. So that's really, this is a little bit different for you than my experience. I would say just the people are receptive, and this energy is from Osho is descending. is constant. He's taking the tour. It's not easy to travel in this rural area. Myself, it's quite challenging. What I see is all his energy and support is constantly with me.
Yeah, wonderful to hear. Something a little personal, if you would like to share, where is the place or time or situation for you personally where you feel the most connected to Osho?
My life right now, nothing else than meditation. I have 24 hours for that. Every morning I listen because I speak English. I started speaking English since 1993 when I arrived in Pune. I became more fluent by and by. But my language is, maternal language is Hindi. It's thousands of Hindi discourses. Every morning I listen to Osho in Hindi discourse. In the evening I do white robe with the friends and then I listen to English discourse. And those moments I feel even much closer in my heart that he's there. But I feel connected 24 hours. There's nothing else to connect. And my life goes with those whose work now. That's how I'm in Europe. He sent me. I never had in my life to come to Europe. All I wanted to do after sannyas to go and live in Pune. I was 5 years in charge of the Osho Tirth Park. And when I was working, I was so happy that I thought I'm going to work rest of life in Osho Tirth Park. I never had this longing to come west or to do the meditations that later developed when I met some. Later it came some way to me. So.
Okay, beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about your activities in Europe. So where are you based in Europe and what do you do? You mentioned you conduct meditation camps, right?
Well, I say I'm really based inside myself. Rest is just wherever I sit down, that is base. Now I'm more often in Holland. Before I was a few years in Spain. I have been traveling a few times. I have been in Italy. I have done their meditation camp too. Bulgaria, Norway, Belgium, Spain, France and Paris, many, wherever people are interested and longing, I to go and share the meditation. But Holland, lately, last year before, I met Mira and then she started more contributing her time to organizing and putting things together. So I'm more here, but it's not the base. Base is always wherever the meditation happening and wherever the opportunity to share also, I go there.
Okay, so you're based in yourself and you're based in Osho. Okay, so Anadi, we are heading towards the end. I have three panel questions that I ask all the guests on the show. Is there anything else that I didn't ask that you would like to add or share?
If you ask, I can say anything. I mean, it does not matter. There is much to share, but you have asked enough according to your what you want to make out of it. So it's good.
Okay, great. So let's go into the final three questions. The first one is, what is Osho's greatest contribution to the world?
I think this world, to me, it's like I could see in context me, I don't know where I would have ended if I would not meet Osho. It had changed my life completely. His contribution is just if people will be receptive, it would change the world. His contribution is immense. I mean, he had given all the possibility to change this world into paradise, remove all the suffering. I mean, his contribution is... It depends how he have contributed his life and he have given all vision, how much we are receptive.
Yes. That's
it changed my life. My world has changed. I don't know about the world. And the meditation is immensely the key that I had given. And I always followed it.
Fair enough, fair enough. Beautiful. So you already kind of answered the second question I want to ask, but let's see if you want to add anything more. What is the most beautiful gift you received from Osho?
Life has become the celebration. Sharing joy, creativity, love. Nothing more I can imagine in this life. An angry boy hitting here, there, fighting, had turned into something very different.
Okay.
To a boy who nobody want to mess even. Even his friend's parents said that don't hang with this boy. It completely came in of contact. And also a few years later, my father said, you have changed completely. Just after 2-3 years, he said, you are different than before. So it's... I forgot even your question about our...
That's a good sign. That's, the question is not important. More important the answer. Okay, so the last question is, you lived when Osho was in the body, now Osho left. What does it mean for you personally to be with Osho today?
For me, he was never been in body. When I see when he was in body, if I look at his picture, I don't see him in body. And for me, he is much more present for me now than ever. I feel him 24 hours with me within. It's for me, he never been in body. And when he was always with me, that I could see now. But I was busy with more different things, so I could not feel him. I don't think I would have survived this life. So many times, each moment he's with me, helping me in many ways to be here in this point. So for me, he's much more present than ever. Much more he's working with us than ever when he was in body. And I remember he said that once I'm free from the body, I can do much more work with my people. And he's doing. I feel every moment in every meditation weekend I organize, he's free. I don't have to do anything. It happens. For me, he's here.
Look, Anadis, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really, really, really enjoyed connecting with you. That's the end of this interview. Thank you for sharing those beautiful stories about Osho's childhood and teenager years. Thank you for organizing the tour so that people can have the same energy experience and go through those places and just feel those vibrations that very much are still alive. And if people are receptive, they can really have a very transformative experience. I'm sure of that. And also thank you for sharing Osho energy and Osho meditations in Europe or wherever it happens to be. So I really want to commend you and thank you so much for your time for this interview.
Yeah, we are doing our way. I could see that love also, what you're trying to reach and what you're trying to share. It's beautiful to reach also more, many more directions. We are contributing our way to Osho. And I could see this is a very beautiful way that you choose to share Osho's work. Thank you to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that. So, my friend, lots of love, Anadi, and a big, big, big hug.
Big, big hug. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it and leave a review. Visit loveosho.com for more episodes, blogs, or to connect with us.